In the quiet town of Huskerville, nestled between rolling hills and meandering streams, there lived a most peculiar cat named Atticus. Now Atticus was no ordinary feline. He possessed a unique talent which had been passed down by his ancestors and remained a well-kept secret for centuries. It all started one sunny afternoon when Old Man Higgins, a retired inventor with a penchant for the absurd, stumbled upon this incredible phenomenon. He was tinkering away in his cluttered workshop when he heard a soft rumbling sound emanating from the corner. Curiosity piqued, he followed the sound to find Atticus lounging on a cushion, purring contentedly. Now, Old Man Higgins was a non-cat person. The fact that Atticus was even in his workshop was a mystery in and of itself. Intrigued, Old Man Higgins decided to conduct a series of experiments to test the functionality of Atticus's purring. He rigged up a makeshift contraption, attaching a small turbine to a device that measured electrical output. With bated breath, he brought Atticus closer to the contraption, waiting for any results. And then nothing. No results at all. Undaunted, Old Man Higgins started to pet Atticus, which he responded to with a faint rumble. To his utter amazement, as soon as Atticus began to purr, the turbine spun with such vigor that sparks flew from the intricately woven wires, illuminating the room with a mesmerizing display of light. It was as if Atticus had become an energy source, a purr-fueled power plant hidden within his furry little body. The air crackled as the room filled with the soft hum of his purring, creating an atmosphere of enchantment that seemed to defy the laws of physics. You see, Atticus had the power to generate energy simply through his purrs. Word of this remarkable revelation quickly spread like wildfire through the small town, reaching every corner and every conversation. The townsfolk, initially taken aback, were soon captivated by the idea that their beloved pets, who had always been seen as mere companions, possessed such extraordinary, untapped potential. As the news continued to circulate, curiosity and excitement grew, giving birth to countless discussions and debates about the newfound abilities of their feline friends. The once humble cats, now elevated to the status of local celebrities, were showered with adoration and admiration like never before. Before long, the entire town of Huskerville became a bustling hub of innovation and creativity, with cats at the forefront of every endeavor. The local newspaper renamed itself The Purveyor and was inundated with articles about feline energy generation and the limitless possibilities it presented. The headline read, "Purrs to Power, Huskerville's Feline Energy Revolution." Mayor Whitman, a distinguished and respected elder with a knack for public speaking, gave an impassioned speech at the town square, extolling the virtues of their newfound energy source. "Gone are the days of coal mines and smoky factories. We have harnessed the power of purrs to propel us into a greener, more sustainable future." The town embarked on a cat-centric journey, with every household adopting cats to contribute to the energy grid. The local school even introduced a course on feline physics, where children learned about the science behind Atticus's extraordinary talent. The Huskerville Energy Corporation, headed by Miss Tudball, a savvy businesswoman with a knack for marketing, spearheaded the development of purr-powered technologies. They unveiled the world's first purr-powered car, aptly named the Purrmobile, which emitted nothing but warm vibrations and the faint scent of catnip. As the town flourished, so too did their feline companions. Cats strutted through the streets with an air of importance, knowing that their purrs held the key to Huskerville's success. They lounged on couches, basking in the adoration and reverence bestowed upon them by their human counterparts. Through it all, Atticus remained the humble hero of Huskerville, his purring serving as a constant reminder of the transformative power that lies within us all. And so, the town progressed, fueled by the purrs of its feline inhabitants, forever grateful to Atticus and his feline friends. Old Man Higgins, having recently obtained certification as a cat owner, embarked on a remarkable journey alongside his faithful feline companion, Atticus. With their inseparable bond, they embraced each day, basking in the profound enlightenment that comes from experiencing the wonders of the world.